You are listening to Visionaries Wrestling Network, providing your perfect podcast experience.
Good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good.
Right, okay, so I'm good to go whenever you are, but I just want to finish a bit more ice cream. Oh, it's not ice cream or just.
No, I think this is it. We're starting right now. While you're eating your ice cream, we're going to start right now. We're starting recording a little late, and it's all on me. So Matt, to entertain himself, was singing Hannah Montana songs and eating ice cream, and he's just finishing up his ice cream. As I walked in, and I just say, I sat right down. I did a quick look on Twitter because I wanted to check the poll to see what the result was. Eddie Guerrero's birthday today, or it would have been, 52 years old. I have to admit, I did not realize. Now, I know I'm getting old, and I tend to lose track of things. What year did Eddie Guerrero die, Matt?
2005.
You could have knocked me over with a feather. If you'd have asked me how many years ago it was, I would not have said 14 years ago. I was genuine. Because, of course, doing the math from that then, I didn't realize he didn't even make his 40s. I know it's obviously a tragic story anyway, but when I actually did the math, I was like, 38? Oh my gosh. I guess that was the era when I was kind of out of wrestling a little bit. So I remember hearing about his death. But yeah, it obviously didn't quite resonate as much with me because I wasn't watching the product at that time.
The tragic thing is that the week he passed away, Eddie Guerrero was booked to face Batista for the World Championship on SmackDown. And oh, wow. He was supposed to win it, according to Stephanie McMahon.
Oh, gosh. I did not know.
Going into Survivor Series that year, yeah. Eddie Guerrero never got his second world title reign, unfortunately. I remember that year, my brother got me the Eddie Guerrero Cheating, Death, Stealing Life DVD. You couldn't get it anywhere. As soon as he passed away, you couldn't get anywhere. He got the last copy in HMV. I was so happy to open that. I don't think I've given my brother a bigger hug for a Christmas present in my life. And I'm aware that after last week, I may be a little bit on rocky waters with my brother.
You got to build a few bridges there. So I think that's good that you mentioned something positive. I did quickly notice on Twitter that they made a few comments as well, and he did want to clarify the record that none of his children had been harmed in any way, which is clearly a good point to make as well. Now, as I said, I went on Twitter because I wanted to see what the poll was. It was a lot closer than when I'd left this morning. I saw you put out a cry for votes, but I did manage to win this one. 60-40, which I believe, much like Liverpool over my biggest rival, Manchester City, I'm also 8 points up now in this series as well.
I think I might take you up on the offer of just forgetting about how many are in front now.
That might not be a bad idea. We'll just do a single, we'll just talk about it week to week, who won each week. Okay.
Mainly because even when I do a I come up with really, really good devil's advocates, but you knock them out of the park. So.
And also, I think possibly, because I know we've talked about this off air, you're actually going to be in Florida. You're also going to be in London for a few weeks. So you're not going to actually be able to record for a few weeks. I am starting to line up guest hosts. I've got three lined up already. I'm going to keep them secret for right now, and I'm working on a fourth one. So possibly you wouldn't even catch me up before the end of the year then. So even if you were to win everyone out from here, I don't think you could catch me up.
I'm only gone next week, Graham, and I'm back for 2 weeks, and I'm away again for two. So I could be around.
Oh, well, you're taking a rest 1 week. You're going on the bench.
Actually, I think it might be free because the 30th I'm away. So yeah, it will be 3 weeks. And yeah, so it'll be fine.
Four in total. You can take a rest. You deserve a rest. You'll need a rest.
I might even Skype in from Florida. You never know.
No. We have some interesting guests. I deliberately avoided people who've previously been guest hosts. So I didn't ask Darren this time, and I haven't asked Mason. I thought it would be good to get some new faces on as well. I thought we'd get some different cops on. I thought that would be a good idea.
Good! Bad!
We picked a week where there was a lot of wrestling, so I'm sure we've got lots of good cop moments. And I know one particular event where I'm sure you have quite a lot of bad cop moments from.
Maybe.
All right. Now, I realized I didn't take any notes. I was so busy watching wrestling this week, I didn't even think about writing anything down. So this is totally on the fly, so I'm trying to remember everything.
Good.
All right, let's see. So over the weekend, I watched, oh my gosh, I watched so much wrestling on Friday. It was brilliant. I came home, and I definitely caught up on all the things that I'd missed. So I caught up on NXT, but that's over a week ago, so I'm not going to talk about that. I caught up on all those things, and then I went to what was live. Independent Wrestling TV, the Chikara Pro Trios. I was looking to go with Mason, and in the end, we just couldn't quite organize it. So we just watched it on Independent Wrestling TV. Some great matches. Some fantastic matches. The Ducks were back, the Ugly Ducklings, and I didn't know. Lance Lude, he was back. I thought he was still out. That was my open agenda.
Quack, quack, quack.
I'm talking about him having a broken wrist and all that stuff, and then he's back. So that was a fantastic moment. I wasn't expecting that. It was also good to see some other debuting teams as well. I got to see the Carnies again as well. I really like the Carnies. Nick Iggy, Kerry Orpel, and Trip Cassidy. They had a great reception as well. There was some... Oh, did I say a wrong name?
Trip Cassidy.
I think that's his name.
Any relation to Orange?
I'm sorry?
Any relation to Orange?
No. No, I didn't even make that connection at all. Yeah, I think his name's Trip Cassidy. I don't know. Perhaps I might be wrong. He hasn't appeared that much at Nova Pro, actually. It was normally the other two, and he was kind of with them, and then he kind of left. I believe the fact that Mason likes to give is, I think that's the boyfriend of Shotzi Blackheart. I think that's the fact that he likes to come up with. I'm trying to think what else. I actually watched the whole event. I got to the main event. It was, let me think, it was Jordan Grace. It was Scott Steiner, and it was Petey Williams versus, I've got to be careful now, I've got to remember, Chris Statlander, Nick Gage, and I apologize, I can't remember the third person, but I was very excited by that anyway, particularly because, as you well know, Matt, Chikara is family friendly, right?
Remember that very well.
Yeah, holy poop. Nick Gage is not very family friendly.
No.
He drop a lot of F-bombs, so I was kind of interested to see that. He managed successfully to do that. However, on Saturday, they did come out with a swear jar for Scott Steiner, and Scott Steiner, instead of putting in a few dollars, just dropped his whole wallet in there. So I turned down a little bit, but yes, he did not manage to do that very well. But that was pretty funny that he actually did that.
For the benefit of the tape, he made me joke.
I wondered what that sound was. I could see you were grasping your chest a little bit. Now, I'm going to do a bad cop moment because I know you won't have this. I watched some of the show on Saturday as well. And actually, I think I caught the last match on Saturday morning because I think I'd gone to bed at this point. So they had it on Independent Wrestling TV. I heard that night three, because this is a three-day tournament, Jordan Grace faced on singles match against Lady Frost. Mm. I was like, ooh, that's a couple of local names that I know. I want to watch that. They took them all off. They're not on Independent Wrestling TV anymore. So if you want to wait in to watch night one, I don't know. They added it, and then they took it off again. So I'm sure they'll put it up at some point in the future, but not sure. Hopefully, yes, Matt's got his fingers crossed. Some other good cop moments. Independent Wrestling TV did have some Orange Cassidy matches. There is a match against Sue Young, and there was also a triple threat match, which I saw. Really interesting to see Orange Cassidy when there's a triple threat dynamic. Very different from, obviously, what he does. Obviously, he's a central figure when it's a one-on-one match, so that was good. Let's see what else we have. Sunday, Mason and I will be reviewing a new event soon as well. We went to one in DC. We were the third row, Matt, which is pretty close, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was the back row. So this event was very intimate. It was very good as well. We got to see Fred Yehi main event, and he put on an absolute belter of a match with Mr. Grimm. Match must have gone 30, 40 minutes, which is very unusual on the indies in a very small environment like that. So we had a real treat with that.
What was the atmosphere like?
Oh, fantastic. It was great. It started off with very few people, and it was like, uh-oh. This was a debut event.
Was it like White Eagle Hall? How enclosed it felt?
It was very... Oh, we were right up against the wall. That, the reason it was only three roses, that's all you could fit in.
Yeah, like
it
White was Eagle, very.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really close to the atmosphere, really close to it. Yeah, no, it was fantastic. We'll talk about more on that on our review, but that was certainly a good event.
Looking forward to it.
And I'm trying to think. Oh, one thing I can't talk about because I have to save it for my open agenda. And I think that's the weekend, pretty much. I said I wasn't going to talk about WWE at all. I'm going to do briefly. I actually like the show. I like the show for SmackDown. Having watched AEW and thought how good it was, I actually enjoyed the SmackDown show more. I thought it did have that big feel to it. And obviously Sunday was a little bit of a disappointment, with a few exceptions. One of them being, I thought the match between Sasha and Becky was fantastic. There was a lot of spots in that were like, woo, really took your breath away. And the highlights that I actually watched were really good. Normally, they cut the matches right down. I think they showed like 12 minutes of that match. The person that put the highlights together, I want to thank them for doing it, because I actually left with a positive experience from Hell in a Cell. They had the Becky and Sasha match first. They had Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns next, that match. And then they cut straight to the main event. And I was like, oh, they only had three events. So that's kind of... And then when I looked at the results later, all the matches were like two star. So thank you for sparing me having to watch some of those terrible matches. So I only saw pretty much the good moments. It was almost like somebody knew that I was good cop this week. So thank you for the person that put those highlights together.
Bad. Thank you, Mason. Yes, this was a week that I did not enjoy. SmackDown, I gave my thoughts on the Matt Attack. Because obviously it was the first, literally the next day. So it was a perfect chance to get out on the network. Our thoughts on it. I would, and a bad cop. Tyson Fury, he can off. If Tyson Fury is anywhere near that product, I will turn off. And I mean that.
Why?
He has made very homophobic remarks in general. He's been...
Oh.
Yes, he has come under a massive fire for it. And basically, he basically said, if you don't like it, F off.
Oh,
yeah,
lovely.
Yeah, so I want him nowhere near the product. I'm surprised, seeing as how WWE is, they're happy having someone who is openly homophobic on their product. I have a problem with this, Graham. But that's...
With all the promotions they've been doing, like Finn Balor wears his special jersey, and Sonya Deville's been very... open about her sexuality as well. I'm kind of surprised by that as well. I did not know that side of Tyson Fury, I have to admit.
Yeah, I am furious. But anyway, SmackDown in a whole was good, so I'm nothing to talk about that one. But,
yeah.
With regards to Hell in a Cell, let's get some bad cop going. Graham is smirking because he knows I've been looking forward to this. First of all, the Red Cell again, why? I got it.
Was it a tribute to Liverpool being 8 points top of the league?
Nice try, Graham. Nice try. Red Cell last year made a little bit of sense because the Raw only event, but it wasn't this year. Right. On to the matches. Randy Orton beating Mustafa Ali is pointless. It's the third time in a row now he's beating him. What's the point? You're making Ali look like a jobber. What's the point? Ali, one of the best people out there. Get him winning matches. Come on. The OC versus Viking Raiders and Strowman, pointless. Again, on paper I enjoyed it, but it was ended up as a disqualification win. So what's the point of it? Twice they plugged Tyson Fury during this match. Again, he's not even there. So what's the point? Tamina's first title win, 24/7 title. Yeah, didn't hold
she
it.
She held
it. She beat Carmella for it, and then she lost it back to R-Truth. So it's back to R-Truth again now. So R-Truth has now won more championships than Ric Flair nearly now. Right, okay. Shorty Gable name change. I knew this was coming because I saw WWE had trademarked the name Shorty Gable. So I knew it was coming. I'm just surprised that they went with it. As long as Chad Gable's fine with it and he gets a push from it, I don't have as much of a problem. I'm just surprised they actually went down this route because it's very cheap humour. Okay. And I'm going to... You know how I have a habit of emphasising things, Graham, yeah? For last one, you won't be able to read my handwriting, but just look at how much it's underlined.
Oh my goodness. I thought that was crossing out.
No.
Okay.
Okay, do you remember what happened last year? Graham, at Hell in a Cell?
I do not.
Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman in a Hell in a Cell match for the Universal Championship. How did it finish? Okay.
Roman must have won, obviously, because Braun's not won it.
Ended in a no contest. When Lesnar, okay. when Lesnar broke into the cage and assaulted both people.
Yeah!
Now, while people were furious about that, because a Hell in a Cell match cannot end as a pinfall or submission, at least they could get away with the fact that both people were incapacitated. They could have used that as a way to get out of it.
Yeah.
I've been back and watched this, the finish for this match. I've watched it 10 or 12 times. Didn't take long. Highlights aren't any long for it. At no point did Seth break any rules. Because in Hell in a Cell match, there is no rules.
Yeah.
Why was it declared a no contest? And I will lead on to, and it gets worse because on Monday Night Raw, I shall explain that later on.
I was going to say, there's more to this story, or there should be more to this story, and in some cases, there wasn't. But anyway, you can certainly talk about that a little bit later as well. Any other bad cop moments for the weekend?
For the weekend, there is one, Graham. I just need to check the date on this because I want to be, I suppose in general, isn't it really? Anything apart from Raw, isn't it really? I'm just going to, I need to quote someone. Where is it? And I'm leaving this bit in because it's filling time. Where is it? Here we go. In case you didn't see my last tweet, says MGB Graham, Orange Cassidy will still be on the Indies and he wants his IWTV title back. I didn't see this and I was excited to hear it. He said, and you said, Graham, it was a promo he cut after Uncharted Territory. And you said, weirdly, I don't think I've ever heard him talk in the ring. To which I proceeded to send several messages to you with exclamation marks.
You have.
I was there, sitting next to you, front row. Need to stop using exclamation marks. And then you said, duh, yep.
Yeah, I totally forgot
bad
about that.
Bad cop for you, because you forgot that Orange Cassidy spoke at his own show.
I don't know how much that one. I have no idea how I forgot that one. I don't know how I forgot that. And not even bad cop for me for not writing it down, because that should have been one of my good cop moments. Because we were worried. Well, I was worried that, am I really going to see him again? Now he's on AEW. He's still going to be on the Indies then, which is fantastic as far as I'm concerned. Love Warhorse, don't get me wrong, but love Orange Cassidy as well. They're facing each other this weekend. That's a huge... brilliant top moment right there. That's fantastic. I'm hoping that's being streamed. If it's not, that's one of my bad top moments already for next week. But we'll have to see.
Graham will find a ticket there and drive over night if he has to watch it.
It's 4 hours. I already looked. It is tempting. It's on a Saturday. Nathan does not have a game either. It is very
up there. But that's all I got, Graham.
Good! Bad!
Right, guys, as you all know, that you can get 30 days free with the code GOODCOPBADCOP on powerslam.tv. However, don't forget there is an app you can get from both the iOS and the Google Play stores. However, to get the code, you must go onto the website to use it. Otherwise, you will not get the discount. Once you've done that, go back to the app and you can watch your heart's content. 30 days free, code GOODCOPBADCOP. Take it away, guys.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Good!
Okay, Graham, it's time for Monday Night Raw. What do you have, good cop?
Good!
I was seriously worried about this. I started to watch, and, like, I don't know, about halfway through, but whatever fraction it was, I'm like, I don't have anything. I'm like, this is ridiculous. As bad as Hell in a Cell was, I'm like, they're probably going to bring out all the fireworks, both literally and metaphorically, for this one. And I wasn't getting anything from it. I did not like the start of this anyway. It started to pick up. Aleister Black versus the Singh Brothers. Jackson hasn't seen this. I know Jackson loves the Singh Brothers. I was kind of pleased to see those guys, actually. I was like, oh, I've not seen those for a while. I was even happy when Aleister Black came out. I totally forgot about him. There's so many people. Their roster is so stacked that you forget some of those people when they don't use them for a few weeks. I'm hoping that Aleister Black is going to be a more regular feature on Raw, or I'm certainly hoping so. Now, I have to admit, this one I'm basing more on what I saw on Twitter than from the highlights that I actually saw. Rey Mysterio's promo, it needed explaining. There was a lot of people who had no idea what was going on. In fact, you mentioned to me Cain Velasquez was there, and I think I was like, who? I had no idea who Cain Velasquez was. I did not know the history with that character, did not know his UFC background, did not know the fact that he'd beaten Brock Lesnar. I've since gone and watched that over the weekend as well. That should have been one of my good cop moments as well. That was a really interesting fight to watch. I think it needed explaining. I think that helped the situation for the casual fans. If they're trying to pick up casual fans as well as the hardcore fans, I think that needed explaining, and I think that tied up some loose ends for a lot of people. I'm sure that was probably Googled a lot by WWE fans afterwards, like, who is Cain Velasquez? But I thought that was helpful. Lucha House Party versus AJ, and I guess it must have been the OC. I enjoyed seeing Lucha House Party again. Some good aerial moves. Only downside of it was they had no chance of winning, and sure enough, they didn't. But it was a fun little match to watch. I was not expecting to see, and I think my autocorrect must have kicked in here, Matt. It says Charlotte and Backyard. I'm assuming Backyard is Becky. I don't know why it would have put that. Versus the Kabuki Warriors. Now, I'm not particularly liking the fact that Oscar's gone heel, and I thought that might have been one of the things that you picked up. Oh, you're frowning right now. You don't think they've gone heel?
No, I like the fact they've gone heel.
Oh, I thought you were doubting the fact that... Oh, so that's why you didn't mention it then. I don't like Oscar as a heel particularly. Particularly also as on... I'm trying to think what her name is. Io Shirai, I think it is, on NXT, has also turned heel. It just seemed a little too similar. I was like, oh, come on.
They're going to be a unit after the draft. You watch.
The only thing I'm liking about it is they're actually on TV and they're actually winning. Because it was kind of... After the WrestleMania 34... She became almost anonymous, Oscar. So hopefully this has started the turn of where she'll actually start winning things again. Ricochet and Apollo Crews, fantastic match. You obviously know I like Ricochet, and I've talked about him many times. Apollo Crews, when I first saw him, when he came up from NXT, I was really impressed with his abilities. He's kind of a really muscular guy, but he's got that acrobatic stuff as well. I thought putting those two together made a lot of sense, actually, and I've kind of wondered, like, why didn't they put those together earlier? I would be okay seeing that match again. There's certain ones where you're like, ugh, we got to see those again. I'd be okay for seeing Ricochet and Apollo Crews. I thought they worked really well together. And you're probably not going to like my final good cop moment. I was not, when we heard Tyson Fury was on the mic, I was like, that's all he's going to do. I did not think he would actually feature in anything meaningful at all. And when fists started flying and security started coming out and the people from the back came out, I got to admit, Matt, I liked it. I thought it was great. I did not think they were going to be playing any roles or angles at all on this. I thought it was just going to be all talk, and I was totally taken aback by that. I was not expecting that, and I liked it. Obviously, from what you've said, I don't like Tyson Fury, though, obviously. We have meditative cop right now.
You can't hear, but my microphone picked up. I was growling, Graham. I was growling. Right. I want to add a good cop moment to yours before I start on bad cop. Okay. As a Black New submission, my God, that's brutal. Absolutely brutal. I loved it. I loved it. I can't wait to see. Hopefully this is not a big push for him, because the Black Mass was bad enough. But now, like a better term, the Blackout. I'm calling it the Blackout, because it would fit perfectly with that name. But they won't call it that. They'll find some kind of weird other name for it. Something Dutch, probably. Right, because he is Dutch. Right, okay. Right.
Bad.
Thank you, Mason. Right. Tyson Fury, I hate any of the product. I've already made my feelings clear about it. Move on. Yes, the brawl was good, but anyone but him. Right. Right. No Seth or Fiend. They completely ignored the Hell in a Cell main event. And
swept it under the carpet.
And WWE actually announced before Raw rematch tonight on Raw. Fiend versus Seth. And then quietly deleted it. Fans noticed it though. Matt noticed it.
Well, you get like app notifications, right? So isn't it a little late, things like that?
Didn't come through on the app. It was announced on Twitter.
Okay, but people can get sign up so you can get notifications. Like, there's certain people, like, when they tweet, you get an immediate notification on that. So I'm sure that the diehard fans have that, right?
You'd think so, but I'm not actually signed up for that for WWE. I got my information from other people who tweeted it out. So thank you, Matt Attack Army. I appreciate that. Right, anyway. I'm praying they figure something out before SmackDown, but it's not likely. No, I know. Rusev. I like the fact that he snapped. But why it take you a week? That's my bad cop moment. Like I said last week, I just snapped last week. I mean, yeah, this week it was worse. I'm not entirely sure who's writing this stuff.
This was in the first hour, as far as I could tell, as well.
I'm not sure.
It was very highlights for me.
I'm not sure who was writing this stuff this week. I'm pretty sure Paul Heyman had a week off. Same time, weird thing is, as bad as it was, I kind of like it. It's really weird. It's so bad, it's good. But at the same time, clearly Rusev and Lana are having a blast doing this storyline. They've been gone for a while. And, hey, Lashley's been gone for a while as well. So it's a good bit for them. And it's like a good cop moment on this. I love seeing Rusev destroy Baron Corbin. I love that. I love that he took it to Orton as well. That was impressive as well. I loved seeing the old Rusev, like a better term. Crash.
On SmackDown as well as a good cop. The Rock and Becky both destroying Baron Corbin as well was also very pleasurable as well.
Yeah, which actually leads me to my last bad cop moment, Graham, which is Becky Lynch. The whole of her promo, she was like, I want a bit of Asuka. Last time I faced her, she beat me. I want to end that. So yeah, she called Asuka out. Where she couldn't, like Asuka, see you here. Why don't we do this right here, right now, sort of thing. So the Kabuki Warriors charge the ring. Who did Becky square off with? Not Asuka. Doesn't lay a finger on her. She squares off with Kairi Sane. Becky, you want Asuka? Prime example. Fight her! Trying to say PG, grab it. It's not easy tonight.
It seems so obvious, doesn't it?
That's all I got.
Alright, let's move on to the open agendas. I will get to go first on this one. And I want to talk about something that was actually on TV. I actually watched it last night. I think it did come out on Monday. Another new show. All the wrestling that we have right now. And now I found something else that I wanted to watch as well. NWA Episode 1 of a show called Power. It's got like 3 R's in it. So I started to watch that. Very different. It was not what I expected at all. Like, I know Nick Aldis, I know Eli Drake, I know a few of the characters on there. I've seen some of the stories on YouTube and developing. It had that real old feel to it as well. It had the studio, it had the people behind the desk, it had the people who were interviewing are dressed up in suits. It felt very formal. The way that interviews were conducted was very strange from a modern perspective. The way the matches were held as well, I liked it. It was fascinating. I could not stop watching it. It was so different, and at the same, it was like a history lesson. It's kind of like watching a little bit Glow. I don't know if you watched that Netflix series at all.
I did.
But when you watch that, you can kind of obviously you're watching wrestling, and obviously it's a drama as well. But obviously it's a timepiece as well. That's what it felt like watching this. It was very different. It was not what I was expecting at all. I didn't realize they were going to go for that feel. I thought they were going to go for a very modern approach, and it was kind of interesting that they totally distanced themselves from AEW, Ring of Honor, WWE, any of the current products, and it did feel for that reason that it stands out. I'm going to be watching it. I'm going to continue to watch it. I do like the Nick Aldis story. It was kind of confusing with his person who was accompanying him ringside, because obviously we know he's married to Mickie James. So in my head, I'm like, all right, who's this strange woman who stood with you? But once you sort of kind of ignore that, I liked it. The crowd were definitely into it. I couldn't tell, actually, if it was fake noise. Like, when the people were clapping, I was like, is that really the audience? Or is that, like, fake clapter? You know, obviously, the old shows, they would add in the soundtrack. I don't know. There was a lot of things that I was kind of curious by and couldn't always see what was going to happen, because even though with my gaps, we've both watched WWE so much that you can know when certain things are going to happen. And it's kind of, it can be predictable at the times. This, I wasn't quite sure what was coming. I liked it. I thought it was good.
The good thing I had two opening ninjas, Graham, wasn't it? Because that was my main one. Right, okay. Credit to Sam Ray for bringing it to my attention.
It was?
Sam Ray.
You were going to talk about it?
Sam Brady presented it to me this morning. I was going to give him full credit for him giving me something new to watch. So thanks, Sam. You're a diamond, buddy.
Have you watched it yet?
I've seen bits of it. Quite impressed. Thank
you. Yeah, it was fascinating.
Thankfully, I have a second open agenda, which is something Graham's going to roll his eyes at, probably. But bear with me, because it is wrestling related. Okay?
Oh, goodness sake. All right, I'm going to go get a drink. Go on. No. Go ahead.
The new WWE 2K game comes out in 2 weeks' time. It's already out of date.
Yes.
It's already out of date because Cain Velasquez is in WWE and he's not in the game. So that's £60 of my own money I've already paid out for a pre-order, and the game is already out of date. I am beyond... Pardon?
Cain Velasquez doesn't have a contract with WWE yet.
He's going to be facing Lesnar at some point, which means that the game's out of date. And I guarantee you, there's already people that should be on the roster that aren't. Like last year, Tommaso Ciampa wasn't on the roster. Ronda Rousey, Rey Mysterio had to pay extra to get them to. Rousey was the reigning women's champion at that point as well. Is this you again taking the mic because I like gaming, Graham? You are with me. I'm aware that next week, Graham, I'm actually going to be playing video games all week, right?
Oh, is it next week?
Next week.
Oh, it is next week, isn't it? Yeah, I forgot.
It's going to be a blast. Me, Chris, and Alex are going to have a great time in London playing games.
I believe my co-host for next week likes gaming as well, so I might not even escape. Even though you're not here, we might get a few references to games.
Dude, I think I know who it is, and it's a good choice, sir.
Good!
Okay, Mr. Bagshaw, it is Devil's Advocate time. Do you want to go first or second this week?
I will go first, please.
You will go first. Okay. Do I go for self-gratification or do I go for something? Yeah, okay. Okay.
Matt was very carefully editing his words just as we're about to start this podcast as well. So I'm sure you're going to go with the one where you change the words for. You wouldn't change the words to not use it, I'm sure.
Okay. Graham Bagshaw, your devil's advocate is as follows. And if I say I mean you. I'm glad Orange Cassidy wasn't on the main show for AEW. He's not worth a place on the main roster.
Well, clearly it's not. He's only an independent guy. Most of the people who are on the main event were people who actually had a pedigree. So you got your established stars. You got your people who are in New Japan. You've got your people who are in Ring of Honor. You've got your people who are in WWE. Cody, that's the people wanted to see. Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, Dean Ambrose, or John Moxley as he is right now. That's the people want to see first.
And Cassidy
is just an athlete. Hey, you cheated me. I had a half a second there. I got my time running there. I nailed that perfectly. You made me sound worse than I was. You stopped it afterwards. I was perfect
on
that.
No, I didn't. you do forget we have a 1 second delay, right?
That might be it then. I was hoping you were going to start it when I actually... All right. Okay. I'm wondering which one I should give you then. All right.
Give me
Bagshaw. Nah, I'm going to go with my second one that I thought of, okay? Now, I don't have this written down, so I'm doing this on the fly, so I'm hoping this works, okay? Are you ready?
I think so.
All right. If Rey Mysterio really wants to worry Brock Lesnar, then the Kane that he should have picked was not Cain Velasquez, but Harry Kane.
Absolutely. Harry Kane is somebody who has a habit of worrying defenders, has a habit of worrying goalkeepers. Most thing he worries is people who bet on him to score in August, because it's a constant worry to most people. I'm filling for time here, Graham, mainly because most people in America haven't got a clue who Harry Kane is. I know who he is, and you know who he is.
You could have used 5 seconds to explain that he's an England striker who plays for Tottenham Hotspur. You could have filled a few seconds.
I could have done, Graham, but to be honest, I don't think that I had a right to win this week.
I always like my little oddball ones. That's a good... The original one I actually had for you, and I know sometimes we do them off-air, was... And I saw a stat that I think... I couldn't remember the exact number. I think I read that Natalia and Lacey Evans have faced each other 30 times this year on shows and on house shows. And their match on Hell in a Cell was not very good. So basically, that was going to be your one. The perfect response to a disappointing Hell in a Cell was to have Natalia face Lacey Evans for a 31st time. That was the first one that I came up with. But
I could have done that with that, but...
You could have done that one as well. Yeah, you could have done that one. But I always like the slightly oddball ones. Yeah, like I said, there was no worries. I knew you weren't going to use your open agenda on Harry Kane, so I knew I was safe.
Well, one I had for you, Graham, was it doesn't matter who stands in for Matt. Matt's the best co-host I could ever have.
Oh, that would have been a tough one.
Because that would have also meant your son. But I've been told I can't do any more about your sons. So.
No more with sons. What I was trying to phrase was, but I couldn't quite get the word in. But you actually did, so it didn't make sense. It made more sense for you to have done this one for me. I was going to use something like, I didn't watch Hell in a Cell this weekend because I was still too busy gut laughing from Newcastle beating Manchester United. I was trying to find some way of working that in as well. No, I was just generally too busy. I was at a different event on Sunday, so that's why I didn't watch Hell in a Cell live.
Okay, I will just say something I should have included earlier. I have to agree with Melissa. I'm gutted Finn Balor's on NXT.
Oh, you are? I'm okay with it. I like it.
We're not going to get the Balor versus Wyatt blow-off now, are we?
Oh, of course.
Unless...
I do like your... potential matches that are going to happen, though. Match against Gargano, match against Ciampa. Oh. I'm excited for those.
Balor versus Cole, looking forward to all of that stuff, but
yeah.
We were promised the Demon versus the Fiend. We were promised this.
Well, as it's a third brand now and it's televised, I don't know. How are the pay-per-views going to work? Are they still going to do the takeovers? Yeah. Is there no possibility then of an NXT person moving to WrestleMania for one of their matches then?
Well, takeover is... War Games is still happening. It better be, because I'm facing Mason for that, which is actually not the next one, the one after Matt Attack. So that's going to be quite good fun. So
I forget. You doing Crown Jewel?
I am doing Crown Jewel, but that's only because I promised Zachary Shadow I would.
Okay. Oh, that was a potential one I had as well. Vince deliberately bombed Hell in a Cell so he could make Crown Jewel look better. That was a potential one I thought of as well.
Or as Conrad likes to call it, Blood Money 2. Blood Money 2 Electric Boogaloo. Do you know what? I had an absolute blast on the Matt Attack, and at some point, you've got to have the Queen on your show, on MGB. She'd be great. She'd be a hit.
It was very enjoyable. I didn't get around to listening to it until today, actually, which it doesn't actually spoil it for me if I listen to it after the event. I'm quite happy listening. Sometimes it's actually better, so because you already know what happened, and then you know who actually made the correct prediction, wrong prediction. Conrad is so shrewd. Some of the things he was saying, I'm like, oh my gosh. I was like, wow, I'd never even thought about it. I was like, but yeah, you're right. You're absolutely, yeah, you want to let Conrad go first and then just match him, pretty much. Unless you can think of one where he's obviously wrong. But a lot of the stuff he said was very insightful. I was very impressed.
Genuinely scared Melissa's going to find Conrad and beat him, though, for that.
What was the final score? I didn't see you post on Twitter.
I did post on Twitter.
I've been busy.
We've all been busy, Graham. Anyway, because only four matches, because I thought I'd make it sound better by giving a percentage. Conrad and Melissa both finished on 75%. And the Queen finished on 50%. We'll move on from there. I'm not saying what I got.
You didn't sweep the card then, obviously. Did you reverse sweep the card? So you had a perfect game, and now you have an imperfect game. I didn't think you were doing so well. I knew you hadn't won, and I knew Conrad had done pretty well, but I could tell exactly, because I was kind of, you were kind of listening, and then I kind of forgot what other people had said, and I lost track as it was going along.
Yeah, I lost badly. But Matt Attack is to put people over end of the day, so that's, I had a blast having two amazing ladies on there, and Conrad. It was great. It was an unbelievable day. I'm looking forward to having them all back on. It's going to be great. And of course...
It was a great show. If you haven't listened to it, even though the event has passed, I would still recommend go back and listen to it like I did. It was definitely one to listen to.
Thank you, Graham. Thank you. I appreciate that message. Thank you. And of course, make sure you listen to MGB, because their view of Dynamite was fantastic. Right, okay. Graham Bagshaw, Matt Willis, we are signing off. I will be back in 2 weeks. Graham will be back next week, guys. We are out of here.
The music was Happy Happy Game Show by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0/